New phrase alert, quarantine fatigue.
Okay.
And what is that?
Quarantine fatigue, a combination of warmer weather, looser state rules, and weeks of being cooped up inside.
100%. 100%.
It's like PTSD with COVID.
Kind of, yeah. In Santa and Raven. And I think a lot of people are feeling this right now. And Dr. Lei Zhang from the James Clark School of Engineering says if you're feeling like this, then you're probably not alone.
Last week, we saw for the first time nationwide a reduction in our social distancing index, which indicates that people are going outside of the home more. So it's just a major shift in momentum as the nation fights the pandemic.
Right.
On the what index? Wow.
Yes.
That was
words.
A crazy word.
Social something.
Had like five things, syllables. Yeah.
Seems legit.
You're right, doctor. Right. Yeah. Whatever you say, doctor.
But I think that this is true. And I think the bigger problem here is that as we try to figure out what the quote-unquote new normal is as we leave the house,
sure,
we don't really have a ton of guidance on what's right and what's not right.
Yeah.
And it's trying to make up rules for yourself. I was talking to my cousin Angela about this the other day. I was saying, like, I want to play with the kids. I miss her kids.
Sure.
You know, my godchildren. And she's like, I'm just not ready yet. But I feel like every family is kind of putting their own rules in place.
Everybody is 100% different.
Yeah.
And every store is different. And every, interaction that you have with people is different. We went to the store yesterday and just for a couple items. And I have to tell you, it was stressful. Now, I go to this store sometimes by myself. It's, and it's not quite as stressful because I go in like on a mission. Let me grab the one item and run out the door. But my wife, like, she wants to browse. You know what I mean? Like, it's the time of year where it's like, okay, let's look for some things around the house or whatever. And just the fatigue of we bought like a gazebo and some other stuff. And while we're doing that, just the dealing with people that, you know, people are in all sorts of different states. Like, one person's like, let me help you. And then the other person is like, they're just at the end of their rope.
And they don't want to talk to
they're
you.
They're rude.
Near you.
They don't want to help. They're working there at the same time. You're paying a 2% surcharge so that, you know, there's a fund for these people. Like, it's a whole thing, man.
Well, I had to come up with rules for my house and what I thought was going to be right. And I certainly don't think, I mean, these are just things I made up in my head.
Right.
And like I was saying to my cousin, I don't know what I'm doing is right or wrong,
oh,
and it could very well be wrong.
I would love to hear your list.
Well, I have a one family rule. So mm-hmm. when we hang out with our friends on the weekend, it's one family. One. So, like, we'll have one family come over with their kids, and we all kind of keep our distance.
Right.
But I let them in my house.
So there's no cross-contamination of family, though?
No.
No other family?
No. And, like, only on the weekends. So,
yeah.
Like, one day on the weekends, I'll have another family over, and we'll hang out. And then it's like, and that's it for the week. But it's one family with their kids, and that's it.
I want to hear more about these rules, more about these lists, and I'll tell you whether you're dangerous or not.
Well, here's the thing. LA Times did release a list of what's safe and what's not so safe when you're planning your Memorial Day weekend plans.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and that's going to be coming up next with Anna and Raven. The new phrase you've been hearing a lot is called quarantine fatigue. And you've been hearing it because you're tired of being inside.
Yeah, isn't everybody?
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. And as Memorial Day comes up this weekend, people are asking and wondering, what can I do? How safe is it? And you're not really sure because the truth is nobody's really sure.
It's going to be like 80 degrees on Friday. People are ready to get out.
Yeah, Dr. Mary Beth Sexton, she's an infectious disease expert. It's Anna and Raven. And she kind of outlaid the seven major things that you want to do. How risky really is it of exposing yourself to the virus?
Okay, give them to me.
Number one, two families gathering for a barbecue in the backyard with families staying 6 feet apart. What do you think, Raven?
I'm going to say it's relatively safe. Relatively safe?
The problem is not the adults. The problem is the kids.
Right.
So it says that the verdict is that it's tough if kids are involved because the grilling on the grill is fine. And
okay.
Like sharing the food as long as you're not using the same utensils. It's how do you really get those kids to stay apart when they just want to play outside?
Yeah, and they just want to wrestle.
They just want to play.
They want to roll around.
They
want to run into each other. They want to do that stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. How about next? Socially distanced walk. And, you know, if you kind of drift together, it's all right.
Oh, I feel like that's totally safe.
Actually, it is. It says relatively low risk. It says that for the most part, it's okay.
Yeah, I've got two ladies that stop in front of my house every single day.
Mm-hmm.
They're on either side of the street, and then they have a 20-minute conversation, and it drives my dogs absolutely insane. And I think that they know this.
Okay.
They do this every day.
How about if you want to plan a mom's night out in the backyard, which I certainly have done. Well, if no kids, no spouses, everyone brings their own everything and they stay 6 feet apart.
Yeah, I think that that's safe too. I mean, I think that a lot of people are doing that right now at this point. It depends on where people are using the bathroom and that type of stuff and how clean you're keeping the area, but I think that that's okay.
Nope, the verdict is that it's tricky because if you have, let's say, 10 moms that are getting together and you're all sitting in a giant circle, right?
Right.
You don't, if one mom has been exposed and they've, now it's like being exposed to 100 people, they say. I don't know. Again, tricky.
A smaller group of friends.
Yeah.
Right? I guess bring your numbers down by just having a few girlfriends.
You have to
over.
Pick your three favorite mom friends, and that's it.
Right.
And everybody else has to be shipped off to another island.
Yeah. Or I'll see you next month, or you're on the next cycle of girlfriends.
Drinks around a fire pit. Chairs 6 feet apart.
I'm thinking that that is pretty safe.
Yeah, and they're saying
fire burns germs.
Low risk, which I think is crazy. You can't have your mom friends over, but if you have a fire pit, then go for it. Seems strange to me, but that's what they say.
Well, if you're talking over a fire, right, even if you're one of those projectors, fire's just burning up them germs as it crosses that area.
How about kids riding bikes together while wearing masks? You think that's okay for the kids this weekend?
Yeah. There's a lot of kids riding bikes in my neighborhood right now. Yeah, I mean, they're not riding tandem bicycles. Just don't run into each other.
Intermediate risk.
Oh, really?
Is your child going to keep that mask on when you're not in sight? That's the big question. And you probably know your kids better than anybody else to know whether or not.
I went to the store yesterday, asked a guy that worked there for an item where it would be, and he pulled down his mask to tell me.
Well, I think a lot, because you don't, it's just human nature. You don't know what to do, and it's, it's uncomfortable.
But he did it, and I immediately took two steps back, and he didn't seem to react from that. And it's like, guy, if you're required to wear it, why would you stop wearing it the second that you're talking to somebody?
Now, let's be kind to each other. We don't know what we're doing.
I didn't cuss him out, but I was freaked out.
All right, how about letting someone use your bathroom at your house?
Yeah, this one makes me nervous. I mean, obviously, people have to use facilities, so you want to make sure that you got one pathway there and one pathway out, and everybody wipes it down. I would say that that one's dangerous.
Says it's safer than you may think if
really?
You take basic precautions. Make sure that they go into the bathroom alone, which, FYI, who brings friends with them in the bathroom unless you're 22 years old and at a bar and a girl?
Like, well, I have pets, so you never pee alone your whole life.
Okay.
Right.
And they're saying when they're done, just make sure that they wash their hands really well and that you clean the bathroom afterwards.
Well, how do you do that if you didn't go in there with them?
That's true. Yeah.